Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
I have, this is not on our agenda.
72?
No, it's not.
It was withdrawn?
Yes.
4 days or more?
Which one?
Well, if
72.
72?
It's in our packet.
That one was pulled out because it turned out, I don't think there was one needed on that. Is that right?
Correct. Which one?
Bailey?
The one with the farm?
Correct. Yep, it was withdrawn prior to.
Yeah, we didn't even advertise it on the agenda.
No, correct.
It somehow got in your packet, probably.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Just checking.
Yeah, I was too good.
We try to check those things, and if they don't need to come to a hearing, we.
I was on maternity.
That's good.
We make sure.
Alrighty. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,073, Stephen and Robin Tate, seeking a variance from the front and side yard setbacks, section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Shore Drive at the southwest corner of the intersection of Oak Street and Shore Drive. The 911 address is 9272 Shore Drive, Milford. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 230, map 17, parcel 183. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 9.5-foot variance and an 8.6-foot variance from the 15-foot required corner setback from Bayshore Drive, a 23.8-foot and a 27.7-foot, as well as a 28.2-foot variance from the 30-foot required front yard setback from Oak Street, and an 8.1-foot variance from the 10-foot required for a side yard. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters in opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Redden, 107 South Washington Street, Milford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm here representing my clients, their architect. What they did was they purchased this property and they went to renovate it into a nice little beach cottage. Unfortunately, this lot has a few issues. It actually sounds worse when you get it all out like that, but it's actually not as bad as it sounds. So this property is an odd little duck, like a lot of these properties in the beach communities are. It's a tiny little lot, actually smaller than required by zoning code, about half the size of the required size, and on top of that, it's in the floodplain. So anything that we want to do to renovate it converts into floodplain issues. So if we wanted to develop this thing, we cannot develop it normally because the cost of development gets over the 50% renovation of FEMA, so we have to raise it up. By raising it up, we're actually putting it higher into the setback than it was. So we're not changing anything about the footprint, but we're just going to be about 3 feet higher into the setback, but not any closer towards the streets or the neighbors than we already are. This was not created by my applicant or my client because they purchased the house over the summer. This house has been there for 50 years, probably, if not more. It was built with absolutely no regard to the setbacks when they built it. I don't know why. I don't know how. We're kind of dealing with an existing situation. It shouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood because we're not really changing much about the house itself. We're going to end up residing it. We're going to make it look more attractive. We're going to come on the screen porch to a bedroom. And we'll be a little higher to the ground. Again, we're not talking going up 8 feet. We're talking about going up 2 or 3 feet to get out of the floodplain. We're not going to have like a full parking underneath. We're just going to have basically a very tall crawl space up on little piers. And then this is the minimum variance because, you know, if the only other option is to tear the house down entirely and start from scratch, which is a much more expensive option than simply raising the house up a few feet and then gutting the interior, redoing it, and residing it. So it'll be, when we're done, they're going to put some money into this, make it a nice place, but they're not going to have to completely just raise the lot, which will cost a lot more than simply renovating it. And also, it's a little less green. I know it's a big thing nowadays, you know. Throwing out a perfectly good building just because it was built a little too low and a little too close to property lines. So we're trying to avoid that.
All right, let's see if we have any questions. I'm going to start. Mr. Milton, you please.
So you're you're raising the existing home to conform with the flood requirements.
Yes.
And because of that, you need a variance.
Yes.
Otherwise, it was probably something that was built prior to 1968?
Easily.
And that was prior to the setback requirements or the building code and...
Yes.
So why do you have on here proposed 1.5-story dwelling?
Well, that's the dwelling, right?
That's the existing house is I should say one-story.
So you are going to do something to the dwelling?
Yes, we're going to raise it. The existing house is going to be raised up higher out of the ground than it is now, but that's really the only...
And renovated.
Exterior. And renovated. We're going to gut the interior, redo the bedrooms, redo the bathrooms, re-side it. It's going to be very nice when we're done, but it's not intended to be like a new structure or really... We're not trying to change the footprint much at all.
Shell's going to still be there.
Yes.
You're changing the inside, it's all you're going to raise it.
It's kind of confusing. It says dash line, that is not the original.
Yeah, no. Okay. So to comply with FEMA's rule that you can't spend more than 50% of the appraised value of the structure, not the property.
Yes.
You're lifting the house up.
Mm-hmm.
To comply and then renovate it, and you're not going to change the footprint at all?
They're going to go straight up.
You said, the one thing that confused me, you said you were going straight up, but you said it creates an extra 3 feet. Were you talking about...
So I'm talking about height. So right now, we're like, say we're in the setback up to like 14 foot above ground. Now it'll be up to 16 foot above ground inside. That's why we need the variance.
Okay.
If we left the house exactly where it was, but they say we're making the encroachment worse in the vertical direction because instead of,
I thought that's what you meant.
Yes.
Okay.
The same would apply if you took this structure and you knocked everything above the first floor ceiling off of the structure and put on a second floor, you'd
yes.
still need the variance.
We'd still need the variance, but I think it'd have a much worse case in that situation, honestly.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you're going to make the existing structure much better for the community
yes.
eye and for
and
the home.
And also bringing that structure up does help the community because the flood insurance rates is based upon how out of compliance the community is in general.
Right.
So a lot of towns do encourage their residents to raise their houses because the entire town gets a break on their flood insurance rates.
Right. No further questions.
Okay. Sure. Any questions?
Just looks like the Oak Street and Bayshore Drive, it looks like there's a pretty significant gap between the edge of paving and the property lines there. Is that your understanding?
I'm understanding those overlays aren't exactly...
Well, I was looking at the survey.
The survey? Sorry. I was looking at the picture.
Looks like there's a pretty large gap there.
Yes, actually there is. The street is... Yeah, you're right. There is a pretty large area of unpaved shoulder there that, you know, could someday...
So it doesn't look like it's right on the property line if you were
If you were driving the street, it doesn't look out of place. If you look, a lot of the neighbors are pretty much in the same kind of general area off the properties. I mean, I think that when they built these things, they just shoved them. I'm not sure they bothered to know where the property lines were. They just put them where they thought they looked good.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the structure is a non-conforming structure that is otherwise makes it unique. And if it stays where it is, it cannot be developed in strict conformity. So therefore, it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property just by raising it to conform with the flood requirements. And that situation was not created by the applicant. Certainly won't alter or be detrimental to the neighboring and properties. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion we approve case number 12,073.
Okay, I have a second. Second. All right, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,073. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,073 is approved.
Thank you.